The Trial Files.
The Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram. For the complete Trial Files news and trial reports, head to racing.com.
A truncated Trial Files. How are you, Eagle?
Yeah, g'day, Matty. Yeah, going well.
Hey, we sort of, it was lovely to reflect on Better Loosen Up. Do you remember that Japan Cup in 1990?
No, a little bit before my time in racing, but yeah, great stories.
All right. Okay, let's find some winners from the jump outs, and we're going to start with some St. Arnaud jump outs on the 16th of the 11th?
Yes, Heat 9, Stay In Touch. She's quite a handy sprinting there with Maren Eustace. She's building a really good record. She's been working through her grades, and this was her first jump out back for 27 weeks off the scene. She looked to be in really good order there. She pinged the gate. She led the field up, and she did it all with a header on her chest in the run home. So she was a narrow winner, but in good style. Certainly one to follow first up.
All right, and then we move to some Kyneton jump outs also on the 16th.
Yeah, a veteran here, an 8-year-old called Double Dink, who's trained locally by Jody Thompson. He's a first-up specialist, Matt. He's, all three career wins have come fresh, and he was narrowly beaten in that jump out, but gee, he travelled beautifully in the run there. He was under a tight hole throughout. Given more rain, he probably could have won that heat comfortably. Probably a tricky benchmark of 62 now. He could go into a weak 64 and might bub up at big odds.
All right, now we head into town for some Flemington jump outs 2 days later on the 18th.
Yeah, Heat 10, Sugar Popped is a 4-year-old mare, formerly with Caroline Jennings, now with Maddie Ellerton. Really encouraging first jump out for the new stable. She's a mare that's shown talent in her three career runs to date. She hasn't quite landed the knockout blow yet, but she's always showed a bit of form, and it was no surprise to see her work home strongly out wide there from the rear of the field. And she's got the ability to be winning her maiden first up.
The Freemans have got an import called Allegedly, who jumped out well over 1,400.
Yeah, certainly looks like one who appears set to improve, Matty, in his second Australian campaign, as many of them seem to do anyway. He was bailed away on the inside of runners. He pushed along through the rail there, was given a strong hit out with the stablemate Designs late in the piece, and they gapped third. So that was over 1,400 metres. So two strong jump outs behind him now, and would return to the races soon, you'd think, and probably could win a race over 1,600 metres first up.
Price Kent seemed to be trotting out all these superstar-bred things that look like superstars, and they produced a half-brother to Elation at the recent jump-outs.
Yeah, Lady of Set Tongues Wagging there. Obviously, she's by I Am Invincible, and Coolmore in the ownership of this one. I think she's easily the most impressive pre-Christmas two-year-old we've seen so far, certainly in the right stable to come out and win on debut, and she was fast out of the gates. When the rider gave her a squeeze there at the 200, she really quickened up and put a margin on her rival. So she's franked the height. Well-bred, and you know, looks pretty smart.
All right. You got some tips for us?
I do, yeah. Friday, Cranbourne, race 7, number 5, Cattell's. It's gone up. I think that's Fool's Gold, $1.90. It's going from a maiden to a 70, but barrier 1,000 metres, Cranbourne, Friday night. Looks very hard to beat. Saturday, Caulfield, race 1, number 7, Gangitana. Love the way this guy's trialled up. He's by Written By. I know the stable think he might make a better three-year-old, but I think he's a great each-way chance there in the Merson Cooper. And race 8, number 15 at Caulfield, Marxist, is $41 there with Aaron Lang. He won at Pakenham last start in fast time. He went back to the jump outs on Monday. The winkers come off and the visors went on. I thought she went better in the visors than the winkers, so might be one of longer odds to consider.
Beautiful. Good on you, Eagle.
Thanks, Matty.
Glenn Ingram there with his thoughts and his reflection on some interesting trials all around the country.